The following channeled message is brought to you by the Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation. The Foundation's mission is to awaken humankind to the wonders of divine love and to be channels of love, peace, and healing for our planet. Now, another celestial message.
I come. I am your sister in Christ, Anne Rollins. My dear ones, wherever you may be, may the blessings of God's love flow into each one of your souls in great abundance. I have been in spirit many years, and my home is in the celestial heavens, where there are no numbers. In the early 1900s, I wrote many messages through my dear James Paget, and I should like to address one in particular, which I encourage you to explore. It was a message on forgiveness and forgiving oneself and allowing the love of God to move you beyond your guilt. But also I discussed the topic of expiation and how even though the law of compensation, as it is called, where as you reap, so shall you sow, is truly a law. This law is superseded by yet a greater one called the law of divine love. There have been many messages delivered to the Divine Love community through Brother Al Fike and Sister Maureen Cardoso and my brother Jim Bowyer on this process of expiation, on this law of love. And again, I encourage you, most especially when you are going through this process and struggling, to review these messages, for they are powerful and filled with truth. And above all, that you go into prayer and open up your heart to God, that God may open up your soul and bring the opening of this law of love to you. We here in the celestial realms are very aware of the process of expiation. And as I have just mentioned, we have discussed it many times. So I wish to add something. And that is the feeling of depression, of unworthiness, of shame or guilt or doubt, or fear that comes to one when they are going through such expiation. I also would like to address those who feel that they suffer from what is called manic depression, bipolar, or even schizophrenia. Let me say, firstly, that all souls suffer from these maladies to a greater or lesser degree. But those who deal with this on a daily basis, who really feel the dichotomy between depression and bliss, and feel as if they are on a roller coaster ride, I wish to say to those souls and to all here that it is simply a matter of being more sensitive. To the separation that one feels from love, from God's love. And you would be amazed to know how many in spirit, considered great writers, poets, saints, suffered deeply from feeling separated from love, from God, where the mind simply rules and the heart in pain is reluctant to open. And yet, I tell you nothing that you don't already know. When I say, when you allow your feelings to come to the fore, when you open your heart to God, whether you cry out in pain or simply to be at one in bliss, this soul longing lifts you up. Into the grace of God, into joy. And so how does one stay there in this world of woe and distractions and so many changes? It does require focus. Which seems to be a word associated mostly with the mind. But I will tell you here, be in your heart as often as you can. The mind will take care of itself. Allow your feelings. Allow your longings to go to the Creator. And whether you are ultra sensitive to the highs and lows, or someone going through a temporary expiation, this is the way. This is the gift. This is the balm, the healing. This is the love of God. Oh, how we wish this for all of you, every day, every moment. For we see your destiny is divine. Your path from the mortal to the divine angel. Is assured, and we shall always be with you when you ask, when you call upon us. Please remember this. I shall step back in this beautiful circle of souls to be in this prayer. In the love of God. I am your sister and eternal friend in Christ. I am Anne Rollins. May God bless you.
This has been a Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation channeled message presentation. For more Divine Love messages, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com.